In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, the three Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Task Force investigators can't be everywhere at once. Some villages are trying to fill in gaps where bootlegged alcohol reaches dry option communities. In the second of a three-part series on the law enforcement efforts to stem the flow of alcohol to the region, KYUK's Ben Matheson reports on Akiak's tribal approach.
On a bright spring day overlooking the frozen Kuskokwim River, Akiak Tribal Policeman Ryan Jackson explains how a low-tech checkpoint works. It's intended to stop alcohol at the doorstep of the community. It's basically Jackson, a four-wheeler, and his badge.
I just hold it up and say, stop. This is a checkpoint.
For the past two winters, the village has set up a checkpoint where snow machines and trucks come in off the river. Jackson and others make sure to have coverage for big traffic days like basketball tournaments and dog races, as well as payday for local employers. When the community is flush with cash, that's when they know people will make the trip to Bethel, coming back with alcohol, which fetches $80 a bottle in Akiak. The checkpoint's not in operation this day. Jackson says the methods change depending on the conditions.
Four-wheeler, snow-go, truck, either one, doesn't matter. Snow-go is easier to chase with those.
That is, if someone flees.
You chase after them.
Leaders say they've seized 500 bottles coming into Akiak this past winter. An agreement with nearby Akiachuk, Tuluksak, and Kwethluk allows for similar efforts. Mike Williams, a tribal advocate, alcohol counselor, and dog musher, says the matter is extremely personal to him. He's lost his six brothers to alcohol.
It's a small community. We know who brings in booze and we know who bootlegs. When a person brings in that booze from the next village with today's technology of instant communication with texting and everything, we know who's dealing.
Tragedy was evident this winter when three Akiak people who had been drinking drove their four-wheelers through a storm into an open hole on the Kuskokwim and drowned. Surrounded by millions of acres of tundra, back trails, and side sloughs, Akiak's not going to catch every last bottle. Williams says bootleggers know that as well as anyone.
They've been getting real smart, too. They've been doing transactions 2-3 miles outside of Akiak.
For Williams, taking an aggressive stance in the village is part of a broad push to regain local tribal control after legislation fractured jurisdiction. Williams says it's prevented tribes from having meaningful power at home.
We've lost so much control over the long years, but we need to have that control back and take our lives back.
While they're happy to share information with troopers, Akiak takes a distinctly tribal approach to follow up with those caught bootlegging. They're brought in front of tribal court judges, like 72-year-old Elizabeth Lake.
It's good to have somebody talk to them in the village instead of having troopers come around.
Lake says people caught running alcohol may face fines or community service, but keeping them out of jail and closer to home helps in the long run. Jackson Williams is another tribal court judge.
We're the community that want to really go after people that do bootlick, that bring in booze, you know, and to sell. We take care of it our way.
And that way is bound to raise privacy concerns regarding the checkpoints. But Williams takes a broader perspective.
When we first started that, people were saying, what about my civil rights? What about my rights as an individual? And we say, what about the rights of our children? What about the rights of our women? What about the rights of our, being a healthy community? What about those people that are not using that are being affected? What are their rights?
State law enforcement doesn't get involved. Investigator Todd Mooring from the state's Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team says the checkpoint is a strictly tribal initiative.
I applaud their efforts. They're doing a great job out there trying to take an active role in combating the bootlegging out there, which has just been really good. I mean, it's really cut down on the volume of calls we've received from Akiak because they have been stepping it up. They've been processing a lot of things tribally.
Chance Cunningham worked as a village public safety officer in Akiak for 2 years. He says his role at the checkpoint was to stand by.
So I generally sat either in the truck or, you know, off in a far off distance in the shadows in hopes that nothing bad happened where I could be there because I have the tools and the training.
Back on the front lines, TPO Jackson thinks it's working.
Less work if we get the bottles before they go out.
And to keep the bottles from entering his community, Jackson will stand watch where the Kuskokwim meets the village. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.